Now will you notice, he says here, verse 16, "For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the nations drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been." In other words, God says that as you have done, it's going to be done to you. You'll be rewarded the same way. This is called today poetic justice. This is something that seems to work out in human history today. Lex talionis, I think, is the law of retaliation. The Lord Jesus put it like this, "As you judge, so shall you be judged. And whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." So that what you have here could be called poetic justice. The way this nation acted is the way that this nation is to be judged. And I very frankly shudder for the fact that we were the first nation that dropped an atom bomb, and that we have been a warlike nation. I don't think that God lets any nation get by with it. The history of all nations is that as they've dealt it out, that's the way it's come back to them. And that is something that has worked out in the history of the world. Now, I want to move down to the last major division, actually, of the book. And it's only a few verses, and it concerns the nation Israel. And as Edom was destruction, Israel is restoration. Now, in verse 17, we have the condition of Israel. In verse 18, we have the calling of Israel. And then in verses 19 through 21, we have the consummation of all things. In other words, this little nation and this little book that concerns that little nation, how does it fit in to the program of Almighty God? And everything fits into the program of Almighty God. Every individual, I don't care who you are today, the interesting thing is, God thought of you, or you wouldn't be around, friends. You were in the mind of God. The great question is, are you going to get in step with him? Are you going to move into eternity with him, or into eternity against him? Because his plan and program will be carried out. Now, notice how this fits in here, and you have now the nation Israel brought before us, and the role that they are to play in the future. Although God judged them, they were not to be destroyed as a nation. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. In other words, salvation is to be offered there for the world. And that's where it's offered to you and me today. The Lord Jesus came and died on Golgotha for you and me today. Now he's coming back to this earth. And I take it that although his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives, he'll be coming into Jerusalem again. And he will be, I think, ruling on top of Mount Zion. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And there's no holiness there today. I've been on top of Mount Zion a half a dozen times, friend, and I never found any holiness there. They're burning candles all over the place there. They're just as far from God there as they are over in the Arab section, where the Arabs are in the old city. There's no holiness there. There shall be holiness when the Lord Jesus reigns, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And I like that expression. They are not possessing their possessions today. They are in the land, it's true. They have a nation, that's all true. They've returned to the land, but they haven't returned to God, and as a result, they do not possess their possessions. There's a lot of difference in having a possession and then possessing your possession.